You wrote, "Is it needed for a disciple to ask for the spiritual master's blessings to receive them?" I don't know if Srila Prabhupada ever asked Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada for his blessings on his endeavors, but it seems the blessings are manifest in the instructions. Srila Prabhupada would always attribute any success in spreading Krishna consciousness to the mercy and blessings of Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. Yet we hear of disciples of Srila Prabhupada who would ask for his blessings to go open a center and establish Krishna consciousness in different parts around the world. You got it there, the point, the blessings are manifest in the instructions. Is it needed for a disciple to ask for the spiritual master's blessings to receive them? No. It's not required. And like you say, we don't have any record of Srila Prabhupada specifically asking for that. Although we do have songs like Tomara Karuna Shah, Tava Kripa Bina Shokali Nirasha. These are from songs of Bhaktivinoda. Tomara Kripa, Tomara Karuna Shah. Your mercy is the essence of everything. Tava Kripa Bina Shokali Nirasha. Ahaituki Kripa Chai. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur in another song sings that without your mercy, I'm completely hopeless. I don't have any hope. So it's understood that the spiritual master is giving blessings. It's very common here in India that devotees come and others come. Materialistic people, they often ask for blessings. If you ask one, they want blessings for, they say, for good health and pass the degree and all this kind of thing. But devotees, if you ask them, they're often surprised and they say, well, for pure devotion. But it's understood. If you're asking, it's almost... If you ask for a blessing for pure devotion, it's almost like a... Not exactly, it's almost like an insult, because it's like... you're not giving them or something. You're withholding the mercy. Often devotees ask questions to me like, please give me blessings so that I can chant my rounds. But I say, why are you asking blessings? You already vowed to do it. You shouldn't ask for blessings for that. Or they ask for blessings for pure devotion. Or that my child will become a pure devotee. I always say, well, I can give blessings, but you have to do your work also. Don't think that it's just by that automatically. You can give all the blessings in the world, but still the person has to do their own work also. They have to show their actual sincerity to be... They give blessings for pure devotion, but you have to show your sincerity also. The blessings are already there. Now, as far as devotees asking for blessings to open a center and establish Krishna consciousness in different parts of the world, now generally a disciple won't ask for blessings because, like I say, it's already understood. As you have already said, the blessings are there automatically with the instruction. The blessings are there to fulfill that instruction. But especially if a devotee is going to undertake some very difficult task, then they may ask, that would be more in order to ask for blessings at that time. Just acknowledging the fact that this is going to be very difficult for me. Just like, for instance, Srila Prabhupada said he wanted Harikesh to preach in the Soviet Union, Tamal Krishna Maharaj to preach in Red China, very difficult time. I don't know if they actually asked Srila Prabhupada specifically for blessings for that, but many of the tasks Srila Prabhupada gave are very, very difficult, and to be quite honest, I don't know if devotees nowadays have much idea of how difficult it was to go to establish the temples in Vrindavan and Bombay. Very, very difficult. Even book distribution in the West was, overall I'd say, was more difficult in the early days because we had a lot of opposition. And you can read in the Prabhupada Lilamrita, it was quite often devotees would get physically attacked. Of course, the devotees themselves were very aggressive also. So if you're going to do something which is really, it's really going to be a very deep challenge, then that would be in order. Srila Prabhupada, when he sent devotees to England for the first time from Montreal, I believe it was, and at that time he let the disciples touch his feet, which normally he wouldn't do, because he understood it's not going to be easy, and it wasn't easy, but they did it with Prabhupada's blessings. Similar thing is when devotees ask, what is your instruction? Do you have any special instruction? I tell them, you chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulated principles. That's special. Don't think it's not special. You do that properly first. And then we'll see what else you can do. That also is not so easy, actually, to chant 16 rounds purely. It's not easy for us because we're rascals. Okay, anything else you'd like to ask about that?
That covers everything.
Okay. Yes. All right, my thoughts are often with you there in New York. Sometimes I think I should join you there also.
I'll tell Vishichana Mahosa that.
I have to concentrate on writing my books. No, I mean, even to be there.
Yes.
For preaching, it would be a good challenge for me. Because there are a lot of smart people there, right, in New York. Yeah, they're smart and they know it.
Yes.
And they're streetwise. They don't want to get cheated. Of course, they're cheated by the material energy. And they're cheated by the whole society into thinking that they can be happy by being a New Yorker. Intellectually, you could say it's a challenge. Not that we're interested in intellectualism for its own sake, but Krishna consciousness is Bhaktya Shuta Grihita, yeah. There's the intellectual aspect also. So to convince people who think they know a lot that they need to start to learn about Krishna consciousness, that's a good challenge. But let's see, I have to write my books. Maybe I could do it there also. Let's see what Krishna's plan is. Hare Krishna.